The diagnosis of cancer becomes a lightning-quick moment of panic. The panic can only be calmed with the assurance that all treatment and care options are available and, of course, fully funded for maximum benefit. With cancer being such a dominant disease, you would think that states would, well, pretty much have everything at the ready for patients. But a new report shows that's not always the case, especially in New Jersey, by the way. The report, which was compiled by the American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network, is How Do You Measure Up? A Progress Report on State Legislative Activity to Reduce Cancer Incidence and Mortality. Our first guest today is with us to review this report and what it reveals about New Jersey. He's a senior specialist with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Mark Kaplan, how are you today, Mark?
I'm doing really well, Chris, and I mentioned to you off the air. It's really great being on the program, and the subjects you cover are subjects that have to be covered in New Jersey. So thank you for your public service.
Well, thank you for the information and the education that your work does, too. And you can see this report, download a copy at acscan.org, acscan.org. And we also have a direct link to the report over our website as well. So what is this report designed to demonstrate, Mark?
The way you set it up was perfect. And it's also a personal thing. It really resonated with me the way you set it up. I have cancer. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer back a few years ago. I was operated on. I had radiation. Looks like I'm doing well now. People, unless they've lived through this, don't understand, and I can't remember the word that you used to describe it, don't understand just the panic that occurs when a doctor looks you in the face and says, you have cancer. It's that moment. You just don't know what to do. I literally thought I was going to faint. I thought the next faces I see will be EMTs around me after I fainted. So it's shocking for that moment. Then it's with you for the rest of your life. Every day, pretty much every minute I think about it, I think about my family, I think about my friends. So this is something that touches everybody. And one way that we can help people who have cancer, but also maybe make sure that there are fewer people with cancer, because this year in New Jersey, about 53,000 people will be diagnosed with cancer. We got to lower that number. And there are different programs and different strategies that can help lower that number and also help people that have cancer. So this program, How Do You Measure Up? We have it every year, every state. We rate every state. And we rate it kind of like a traffic light. A green means doing really well. The state's adopted evidence-based policies. A yellow means, yeah, you're doing okay. You know, go ahead, but you need more. Red means states are falling short. And New Jersey is one of the few states that had a black, which I will explain in a couple of moments. There are 9 different areas that we rate. Again, it's all evidence-based. You can't buy your way out of it. You can't call ACS Can and say, hey, what do I have to do to go from yellow to a green and just have it done? You really have to show and have to pass certain qualifications. So that's basically what the report is. New Jersey had 4 greens out of 9, which is okay, kind of in the middle of the road, but certainly we want to save lives. So we've got to do better in New Jersey.
And one of the most important greens, really probably the most important topic out of the 9 is the access to health care through Medicaid, which overall in the nation was up, and New Jersey was green in that. And when you look at some of those states, though, a sizable state like Texas, the rural South where incomes are low and health care needs are high, states like Florida as well, there's a lot of surprising states which don't measure up. But as far as New Jersey is concerned, strangely enough, might surprise some people who have short-term memory loss, too, that it was a Republican governor who expanded Medicaid in the state.
And, you know, poverty shouldn't be punishable by cancer. Poverty shouldn't be punishable by death. So these people, and again, New Jersey is doing great. These people need this help through Medicaid, and Jersey's stepping right up to the plate, doing well in that.
Among the cancers, and obviously one of the most dangerous for women is breast cancer, cervical, as well as no picnic, obviously. Again, New Jersey shines with the green on that one. But, you know, you referred to black before, and there were a couple of states with a black designation for breast cervical cancer screening programs, South Dakota, Kentucky, and Vermont. So Hawaii as well, black just means they're just not doing anything?
Pretty much. And I can jump down to give an example of a black category in New Jersey. But yeah, red is you're falling short. Black is falling short of falling short. Black is you're not even trying. In New Jersey, if can I jump ahead to New Jersey's one black just to illustrate that?
Perfect example.
Okay. In New Jersey, everybody is aware, and everybody who listens to your program is aware about the budget that was signed by Governor Murphy, passed by the legislature. In that budget, in every year, I would say for the last 5 years, possibly six, New Jersey has not even tried funding tobacco control programs. Those are the programs that help people quit smoking and encourage, especially young people, work with them so they never start smoking. So New Jersey was hardly putting anything. We were saying not one state penny. I mean, it turns out that may not be exactly right, but almost nothing into tobacco control funding. So last year, and signed into law by Governor Christie, a bill was passed that would allocate 1% of the tobacco tax, the excise tax revenues in New Jersey, for tobacco control funding. That equals only about $7 million. This report came out, and the numbers were put together before that budget was signed into law by the governor. And also, it just does include last year's budget, the fiscal year 18 budget. So for the fiscal year 19 budget, New Jersey will be out of the black unless the rules our requirements change next year. But $7 million only puts New Jersey into the red. What we're asking is for the Centers for Disease Control are asking New Jersey to allocate $103 million for this. New Jersey's only allocating $7 million. So that is still in red. That's still really low. A lot of people are depending on this program, so we need more done. But frankly, we were happy that this is included in the budget because now we're moving in the right direction in New Jersey and a lot better than we've been doing in the past.
To say the least, we're talking with Mark Kaplan, Senior Specialist with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Their annual report, How Do You Measure Up? A progress report on state legislative activity to reduce cancer incidence and mortality, ACSCAN.org is where you can find it. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And certainly, too, Mark, with those programs to get someone away from something that has the potential of causing cancer is certainly, if a state is so intense on thinking of things economically, it's certainly a lower cost approaching preventing cancer as opposed to having to put out funds to treat cancer.
It certainly is. And it's not only helping people directly, it's also sending out important messages through media about what smoking can do, and it also includes e-cigarettes. Young people think that e-cigarettes are just fine, but e-cigarettes have a lot of the same poisons that combustible cigarettes have. So a lot of young people are getting into smoking, and a lot of people are being tempted to get into smoking. We have to reach them now before they start. And there are a lot of people, again, who want to quit smoking, who have been going through it for years. They're suffering. They can't breathe. They've already been diagnosed with cancer, many of them, or lung disease. So this is a very, very important program.
One of the categories, when you look at the map too in the report, is one of the more maybe divisive categories as far as the color coding is concerned, was the establishing a palliative statewide expert advisory council. This is one of the ones New Jersey came up as yellow, as did most of the Northeast. And again, you look at the map, you can see a little green here, a little red there. It's almost 50-50 red and green with the remainders, or 40-40 red and green with maybe about 20% being yellow, which this appears to be where probably the most work has to be done.
Actually, that's an interesting observation. A lot of people don't know what palliative care is. Palliative care takes care of, we say, the whole patient. So it is more of an organization. It is the oncologist working with a family physician, working with a social worker, maybe working with a religious person. And a person has to be taken care of in every way. And it does. It saves money. It's been proven in different studies that when you handle a cancer case like this, it makes the person, it's much more effective, it's much more organized, and it is much more comforting to the person and also their family. So, yeah, New Jersey got a yellow because there's model legislation, but it hasn't been passed yet and signed into law. I don't have the legislation in front of me. That would be definitely be a step in the right direction. But so some of the legislators do have the right idea, just has to move forward.
You can see this report in its entirety at the website for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, ACSCAN.org. We've been talking with the senior specialist, Mark Kaplan. Mark, thanks as always for helping us understand the importance of these various ideas in cancer treatment, cancer care, and preventative care as well. Thanks for being here today.
And thank you, as always, for not only considering and dealing with this issue, but a lot of others. You do a great job. Thank you.